It is time now for a special Tribal Beats edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. George Collinet is DJ and host of Afropop Worldwide. He joins us from Washington. George, welcome back to Here and Now.
Well, Jeremy, thank you very much for having me back.
And what are tribal beats?
Well, to me, what I think it is what you hear when you go in a village in Africa. And people are playing various drums, but in various ways. It could be musically, or it can be used as communication between villages to villages. You know, for instance, when I was younger, there's some French guy who came to visit us, and he got lost in the forest. So My grandfather, who is the only one who could use that talking drum, just started drumming around, and the pygmies heard it. And they could understand the Bulu language, Tam-Tam language. And they found the guy in this vast equatorial forest. That was amazing.
And so by the way, you're from Cameroon, right? So you're talking about Cameroon.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear some of the music so that people can get an idea of what we're talking about here. This is Franco and the orchestra OK Jazz. And I'm going to have you say the name of the piece.
Matata yamwasi namobali ekokiko silate. Which means men and women will have always conflicts all over the world.
Bring in that percussion, they sound like they're having a good time.
Absolutely. And you know, Jeremy, the amazing part is one day Franco told me, you know, for a bassist to play music, soukous music, he has to learn how to play drums. You know, that's they use the bass as a drum.
And what kind of music are they playing?
It's soukous music, which is the music of what was known as Zaire, which is now today the Democratic Republic of Congo. But you know, the funny thing is that there is not really any name for music in Congo. It was mostly known as Muziki Nabiso. This is our music, period. But Franco was, of course, known for his rumba style.
Rumba, like the rumba.
Oh, yeah, same.
It's the same thing.
Same thing. I mean, it comes from Congo, like other musics that you have around. You know, tango, for instance.
Right.
But rumba was, you know, it made the round, what as I call it. It starts in Africa, goes to the Americas, and come back. And voila.
Okay, next one you've brought us is from Senegal. And these are the musicians Youssou N'Dour and Le Super Étoile de Dakar. And this is called Wow Senegal. So what style of music is this?
Well, that's mbalax, as they call it.
Say that again?
Mbalax.
Nice.
It's mbalax. Mbalax music. And you know, you heard the tama, the talking drum in there, which is this amazing little instrument that just is, you know, it's an hourglass-shaped little drum mm-hmm. that you put under your arm, mm-hmm. and you squeeze it with your arm. And as you squeeze it, it of course changes the tone of the instrument. So maybe I don't even need the instrument myself. But anyway.
And Rolling Stone called Youssou N'Dour perhaps the most famous singer alive in Senegal and much of Africa.
Well, we always think that Youssou N'Dour was our Bob Marley, because in Africa we have this thing where, well, we need a Bob Marley to really propel our music in the world and give it some. And Youssou N'Dour is getting there. He's getting us there somehow.
Okay, he's the guy. Yeah. All right, the next one is Bobe Spirit's Calling. This is performed by Bayaka Pygmies.
Yes.
Now, this is from the documentary Song from the Forest, yes, about the Bayaka, which is a nomadic pygmy people who live in the Central African Republic. What can you tell us about them?
Well, first of all, they are near my village. Mm. They are, I mean, actually, my grandparents used to employ them, let's say, because they are fabulous hunters, and they would bring wild meats to the village. Mm-hmm. And they would have, of course, the protection of my grandparents. But his recordings are just amazing. And this Bobe is the djinn, I mean, the spirit of the animals that the pygmies were calling on. And it's awesome.
You can almost feel it just listening to this.
Yes.
All right, the next one is Sikiru Ayinde Barrister. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
is.
Good enough. And this is called Fuji Music.
Fuji Music.
What was that sound right there? It sounded almost like a cartoon.
Yeah, that's the sound of the guitar. They do it with a guitar. They love that. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Nigerians are amazing musicians, because they use all these new technologies to really render songs and music that are just fabulous. And Sikiru was a soldier until he decided to get into music, and he went on and created this style of Fuji music that is a little different. And it was played after the Ramadan for people to wake up, and after having fasted and all that. And they would listen to Fuji music by our friend Barrister.
And he, by the way, put out over 70 studio albums. He was very prolific.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Alhaji Sikiru Ayinde is very prolific. So are all the other musicians. You know, like when you see Fela has so many records it's just amazing.
Okay, well, our last one from you is also from Nigeria. This is the Nigerian drummer Babatunde Olatunji and his song Jingo Loba. That is a drummer.
Yeah.
he knows what he's doing.
This man was amazing. You know, I heard him It was in 1960 when I arrived in America, brand new here, and it was cold, the winter was terrible, and a friend of mine came up and he said, well, I'm going to show you, to take you rather, to a concert to warm you up. And it was Babatunde Olatunji and his Drums of Passion. The drumming was just amazing.
Wow. When you listen to music like this, do you find yourself just wanting to dance?
Absolutely. And Olatunji actually said the spirit of the drum is something that you feel but cannot put your hands on. It hits people in so many different ways, but the feeling is one that is satisfying and joyful. It is a feeling that makes you say, I'm glad to be part of this world. Is that great?
Yeah, that is great. And a good note to end on. Georges Collinet, DJ and host of Afropop Worldwide, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And you can find all the songs we've been talking about at hereandnow.org.